So here we are. How is this session for you? Is it a good session? So? Please apply yourself. Attend to the present moment, whatever arises. Session is kind of a miraculous thing. If you apply yourself, if you are really there, it works its magic. It changes you. I don't speak in any official capacity, but I think that session is one of the few things where the Village Zendo could offer a money-back guarantee, and we would never, ever have to give our money back. If you apply yourself, if you really put yourself into the present moment. When I first joined this community, I had never heard of Dogen, and I had certainly never read his fascicle on expressions. But I knew without any explanation what Dotokuji stood for. True expression, temple. The Sangha said it all. With apologies, it was this weird mix of eclectic people. There was no mold that the people in this Zendo were stamped out of. And that was true 11 years ago, and it's true today. First person I talked to was Jack Baiju Poji, an older man who was teaching acting. There were a bunch of therapists. There were artists, musicians, I think a neurophysiologist, architects, a few people, not a lot, with background in Wall Street. Don't have a lot of those. We have a few. Engineers, programmers. There were gay people and straight people, and I don't know people. I didn't know what they were, but they were there. The message was and is, if you want to practice, we don't care who you are welcome. Our doors are open to all. Show me what you got. So Dogen said, first sentence of expressions, all Buddhas and ancestors are expressions. In the other another translation that Roshi circulated, all the Buddhas and all the ancestors express what they have realized. So who was Dogen referring to here? All Buddhas and ancestors are expressions. Who is he referring to here? Yo, are you listening? Yo, Buddhas and ancestors. Of course, there are two interpretations, and I'll try to touch on both. But one interpretation is he's referring to each of us. And the seeds we plant today will flower tomorrow. When Roshi says, "Show me what you got," she wants what you got. She doesn't say, show me some made-up version. She wants what you bring. She wants what you bring to the cushion, not somebody else. Such an expression is not obtained by following others or by the power of oneself. I like the two-handed side of that phrase. The obvious one, I think, is that it's not obtained. Such an expression is not obtained by following others. Yeah, I can go out on a dance floor and I can try to mirror the dance moves of the person next to me, but I ain't going to cut it when I try to do that. And if you've ever seen me dance, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's not obtained by following others. I dance the way I dance. But it's also not obtained by the power of oneself. Most of who we are is formed by, is a product of, the preconscious mind. It's not just what you will into being. It's just who you are, reflected through your intention. The reality is you cannot not express yourself. Put another way, you cannot fail to express yourself. Every breath you take, every movement you make, is a unique expression of you. When you brush a hair away from your eyes, you brush that hair in exactly and precisely the way that you brush the hair out of your eyes. Your posture on the cushion, the precise way you brush off the cushion when getting up and turning around for kinhin, that's an expression of you. No one else does it in exactly the same way. Now, maybe they could watch you and they could try to imitate the way that you do it. But then they're imitating you. Only you do it exactly that way. When my mother sneezed, I didn't even have to see it. I knew it was her sneezing. There was only one other person on the planet that sneezed like my mother, and that was her sister, my aunt. You can't not show me what you got. So why fight it? Why fight it? Why do we fight it so much? Why do we want to be something different from what we are, from who we are? Why do we want this moment to be something different from what it is? Well, I know the answer to these questions. Sometimes we don't like this moment very much. Sometimes we don't like ourselves very much. But you are who you are. And it's that self that you must bring into your practice. It's that self whose expression Dogen is referring to. So you have to trust yourself. You have to trust your life. Trust the Buddha in yourself, in the way you respond to your life. So as I was thinking about my talk last night, it occurred to me that my talk could be entitled A Love Song to Your Own True Self. Or more simply, A Love Song to You. And so with apologies to Billy Collins and a nod to Rumi, I will read A Love Song to You. Have I ever told you what I love about you? Your auburn hair, the nape of your neck, the way you glide across the floor when you walk, as if you were walking on air. Or because this is a zendo, I could have said, your black robe, the stubble on your shaved head, the way you stomp into a room so confident, as if you owned the joint. I love your laugh, your smile, the way you're still shy when you step out of the shower and I am in the room. Of course, there are things I don't like about you, but they do not diminish my love. I don't like your snoring, or the way you leave things in the sink that you could just as easily have washed and put away. Oh, and I don't like your feet. I've never liked your feet. But these are just waves on an ocean of love. And also, you are not you, just as I am not I. We are the call of a morning dove, the shiver of a cold breeze, the crunch of a macaroon. And also, the pain in your shoulders and the grief that you bear. These are just a few of the things that I love. My friend, my darling, I love you now and now and now and forever. A love song to you. How did Yun Men say it? Yun Men's kitchen pantry and main gate. Yun Men imparted some words saying everyone has a light. When you look at it, you don't see it, and it's dark and dim. What is everybody's light? He himself answered on their behalf, the kitchen pantry and the main gate. He also said, a good thing isn't as good as nothing. So the first part of this koan is just beautiful. It's a love song to you. Everyone has a light. And if you look at anyone too closely, you'll see all of their imperfections and you won't see the light. What is their light? What is your light? Anybody know the answer? Yun Men's Sangha didn't do any better, so he answered for them. He said, the kitchen pantry and the main gate. So these are just ordinary things. They're inanimate objects. But every week, you stock the pantry. And you stock it so that when you go into it, the flour and the baking powder and the sugar are there, so that you can bake those macaroons. Stocking the pantry is an act of kindness. What about the main gate? Every day, you go through the gate. Maybe once, maybe twice, maybe four times, maybe eight times. How do you go through the gate? Yun Men also said, a good thing isn't as good as nothing. So I could talk too much about this, and I won't. Stock the pantry, go through the gate, and don't forget to take out the garbage on the way out. So there's another side of the first bit that I read. All Buddhas and ancestors are expressions. In the mandala of practice, we meditate and we study the teachings of the ancestors. And we study with our teachers here. Whenever we thoroughly inquire about a Buddha ancestor, our meditation, our study, is one stream coming together with a stream of study of that ancestor. We express our realization, and we express the realization of those that have come before us. They are not separate. There's a story that's been told 100 times in 100 different ways. A teacher or a seasoned professional is asked, how long did it take for you to become X? Where X is a dancer or a writer or an engineer or a Zen master. How long did it take? And the answer is my whole life. It took my whole life to bring me to where I am right now. It took your whole life to bring you to where you are right now. So whether you've been practicing for 10 days or 10 years, when you sit down on the cushion, if you thoroughly sit, you bring your entire life to your practice. I had a teacher in high school who promised that one day she would write a book. She would tell her story. So this teacher was a very, very important person in my life. She was the debate coach. She directed the plays. It's said that when the student is ready, a teacher will appear. This was that teacher for me at that time and in that place. I actually saw her a few weeks ago. I hadn't seen her in over 20 years. In her book, she would tell about how she came to the theater and how she came to be a teacher. She would tell the story about the people she met who taught her. Some of them taught about truth. And undoubtedly, some of them taught about lies. What I didn't know then, but I know now, is that it wasn't a book made of paper and bound with glue. She was writing the book every day that she spent with me and with the dozens of students whose lives she touched. It was the book of her life. It was her expression. And every time I give a talk, every time I stand on a stage, I express her life and mine. Is it her expression, or is it my expression? Who's to say? What ancestors in your life are important? Who? To whom, I guess, is the appropriate locution. Do you owe a debt of gratitude? Who has formed you? We meditate on this and we get a better understanding of who we are. Maybe someone at some point in time was a good influence on us. Maybe someone was a bad influence on us. And there was a teaching there too. Our karmic debts will be repaid. And we repay our karmic debts through our actions now. The intention that we bring to our practice, the intention that we bring to our life. Perhaps the father that was never there fathered a compassionate child. How do you express your compassion and your caring? So, in closing, there's a little piece that I want to find. Then, even for decades, there was not a single gap in expression. Thus, the understanding at the moment of thorough realization should be authentic. As this understanding is recognized as authentic, what is expressed here is beyond doubt. This being so, there is an expression right now, an understanding right now, an expression right now, and an understanding in the past are a single track, myriad miles. The practice right now is practiced by the expression and by the understanding. There is not a single gap in expression. We practice here, and the ancestors practice with us. Because our understanding, your understanding, is authentic. What you express here is beyond doubt.